The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Just as some flowers use bright colors to attract insect pollinators, other plants use sound to lure in nectar-eating bats. That's right, sound. A rainforest vine in Cuba has a dish-shaped leaf located above a cluster of flowers that helps bats find them and the plant's tasty nectar by reflecting back the calls the flying mammals send out. The vine, called Margravia evenia, climbs trees in the rainforests of southeastern Cuba. Its flowers are suspended in a ring above cup-like structures that hold sugary nectar intended to lure batty pollinators. The bats then carry the pollen between vines, fertilizing other flowers with it and helping the vine reproduce. Like a satellite dish, the reflector leaf is concave and stands in an upright position above the ring of flowers. Bats navigate and search for food by sending out high-frequency calls and then listening to the echoes that bounce back. Of course, the vine has a great deal to gain by attracting bats. Bats are very efficient pollinators, and they have large home ranges. This vine is a rare species with a patchy distribution pattern. So the bats are extremely helpful because they can exchange pollen between plants that grow far apart.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.